We on Daf Lamed Gimel Lamed Alev. Omar Ule by the small mem of the Ein Mishpat. Tamidei Chachamim Shebebovo Oimdim Ze Mipnei Ze Vekoirin Ze O Ze Linyan Aveide B'mokim Oviv Einam Chayzrem Elo L'Rabbi Muvik. Let us see Rashi. The Rashi says, Oindim ze mipnei ze kedin talmid l'rab. Lefi shayu yoishvin talmid bebeis ha-medrash yachad. They sat together in the beis medrash, umakshin umefarkin, they asked and they answered. The kulon lemeidim ze mize. And each one learns from the other one. But Lagabi Chazoras Aveide is Lagabi Muvik Sherek Chav Mosem Imeno Kerab Yehuda. The Goin in Yeredeye, Simen Reish Membei Siv Tesis, we had a three-way machloikis, Ameya, Rab Yehuda, and Rab Yosi. The mayor holds that Rabbi Shalimdei Chochmeh, he learned him Talmud, that's the Rebbe. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Kol Sharoiv Chochmose Yemenu, in order to be a rabbi, Roiv Chochmose, whatever the Chochmeh is, Mikra, Mishneh, whatever it is, it should be Roiv Chochmose Yemenu. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Apil Lehei Reinov Elo B'Mishneh Achaz Zehu Rabbi. Rabbi Yosi holds that Afilu we said Pshat and one, we taught him Pshat, enlightened him Pshat in a Mishnah, Afilu in the translation of words of a Mishnah, that also has a din of Rabbi Muvik. So the Goyin says, this is according to Rashi and Taisvit, that Ula Paskin like Rabbi Yosi, when it comes to Kriya, when it comes to Amide, in Bavel, they held that he has the din of a rabbi muvik, if the yoishmin, makshin and mafakin, the kulon lameidin zemi zeh, I mean, it doesn't say the zikha, not a din of roif chachmosoi, but each one enlightened the other one, so when it came to the chiyuv amide, to the chiyuv kriye, they held there as a din of a rabbi muvik. But when it came to Ashavas Aveide, the mitzvah of, I mean, it's Aveidus Oviv, Aveidus Rabbi, the shail is that Aveidus Rabbi should be mafkia, the mitzvah of Kibedov, then they didn't want to paskin like Rabbi Yosi, then they paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. What does Taisha say? Mekarin zel ze, apa pish ene yedeye yoisa. One didn't know more than the other. Lefisha loimzim zem ize, but each one taught someone else something. So that was the hagdore of Rabbi Yosi, afilu loi hei reina vola b'mishnah achas, but he enlightened him in Divrei Teire. So that's called rabbi. And there's a, and therefore they were noyik kvoid rabbi. In Taima, damrine beperk ha'oireg, chayev lekoy al odom kosher, afilu lehoye bishat yitiyis nishome. So why do you need it if mekarin zel zed in kriya, an odom kosher yekereya, afilu he wasn't there bishat yitiyis nishome. So memela, why here Ula attributed the chi of kriya, because there is in Rabbi, Vishloima Dohochi Mairi Bekra She'eini Mis'ache Kedin Talmud Al Rabbi. So there's a Chiyuv Kriya Taki by an Odom Kosher, but a Chiyuv Kriya and an Odom Kosher, you could mend it together. But here, they gave it a din of Rabbi Muvik that they never mended it. And the same thing by a Talmud Chochem, there's a din of Amidin, is Nichnas Teich Halad Amoisov. by a rabbi Mubik is Kmloy Einov the Zachir Amide. So Fakel Kulagabi, these are loches. They gave them a din of a rabbi Mubik, but to be Makir, Mitzvah Kibodov, Rashavas Avedis of is that they were Machmer like Rabbi Yehuda that you need Reif Chachmosa Imeno. There's an interesting Ben Yoyodo, he says that Tamidei Chachomim Shebebobel, what Tamidei Chachomim Shebebobel, I didn't say it, he says, so it seems if there's a Pesadin Meyuchel of Bobel, Tamidei Chachomim Shebebobel, why not the Bobel? So the Ben Yoyodo wants to say, now that you saw they didn't do like this. Now, I mean, that's mashma from the Gemara. The Chumash of the Bobel, Oizem Zemizem. But in Eretz Yisrael, it was Hakime, she is by Hidra, but they did, maybe gave a dinner by Rabbi Mubik with such covet. So he says, so what was the uniqueness of the Chumash of the Bobel? So he says, because the Gemara Sanhedrin says that the Tamid Chum Shebebobo were Choyvlim, the Gemara calls them Choyvlim. They used to be, they were Mechablin Zeloze. They used to fight in one another as far as Ashtus, and it was Mamish, it was that was Tamid Chum Shebebobo. From a Mela, so a person sees them Nuchomim Zayim Zayim, so he held that they're Sayim Zayim Zayim, didn't realize that it was the Sufa. From a Mela, in order that the Oilam should not think that it's Sayim Zayim Zayim, so in the Mizalfam Zayim Zayim, so that's why they were Machmer Alatmon to give each one a din of Rabbi Mubik that Oim Zayim 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 Zayim. That's what the Ben Yehuda says. Look the Gemara weiter. Kaboy minei Rav Chisda me Rav Hune Talmud v'tzorech loy Rabbi Mai. What if you have a Rabbi Muvik, but the Rebbe needs the Talmud? That means he derives benefit from tzorech loy Talmidai. He needs the Talmud. Tzorech loy Rabbi, the Rabbi needs the Talmud. Why does he need the Talmud? So, Rashi says, Tzorech loy Rabbi, Shoshoma Shmuis, Sheyesh B'yodai, Mipi Acherem, that the Talmud has the ideas that he heard from other Gedolim, which the Rebbe is unaware of, so he acquires his ideas from the Talmud. Rabbi Nachananu says that Boy mine rafis de me rafun et tamed vetor le rabbi ma kloy me tamed chorek she rabbi nene mimenu that he's a sharp tamed umishelis a tamed umechakoro the chakiris of the tamed and the shail of the tamed meisif a rab chochme so it becomes much clearer by the Rebbe through the Shailas of the Talmud. Kidahoma Ahalbe Lamati Meraboyta Mechaber Yaisa Mehem Tavida Yaisa Mikula. Talmud Kigonze Eitzel Rabbi. Yeliya Chavei Desove Viyavze Eiloi. So that was the Shailas. So it seems it could be, since however we learn Shas like Rashi or like the Rabbi Nachananu, that means the rabbi, he is zicher a chelik in the ideas of the Rebbe, even the Shmuis or in the Shailas. So that was the Shaila of Rav Chisda. So what's the din if you have such a situation? Avedis rabbi and Avedis Ovid, and he's a Talmud Sherabbi Torichlot. Now Rav Huna understood that Rav Chisda
was not asking an abstract shaila. Rav Shita was asking Lagabi himself. That means he felt that he was a Talmud Sharabai Tzorech Loi. Mamela, so he asked, I mean, such a Talmud, what then will there be if it'll be Avedoscho and Avedos Ovid? On Alei, so Rav Huna told them, Chiste, Chiste, Loi Tzorechna Loch. I don't need you. A Talmud Sharabai Tzorech Loi, I don't need you. At Tzorechisli, you need me. Now there's two, he found them how to learn further. Ada Aboim Shnim. So others, Lam Shadda Ben Hanan seems to learn this chapter too. Aboim Shnim, a Talmud is an Oymed Aldas Rabbi. I'm your Rabbi Muvik, you need me. You tell me you do, you heard a memory from here, a memory from here, yes, the good kasha. Listen, you need me. I'm your Rabbi Muvik. Ada Aboim Shnim. And others, Lam Shadda, Ada boim shnin ikpidi adodi, loy aile legabi adodi. We'll see soon, but start from this mahalach. Yosef rachiste arbein shtanise mishum zachole shtaite de rabune. Yosef rabune boim tanise mishum zachole shtai le rachiste. Now, it comes out like this. It comes out that the emerson rachiste didn't. But he was crying an appetite. He didn't feel that he was a Talmud Sherabi Torechle. He was asking a Shaila, Talmud Sherabi Torechle. That was his Shaila. He didn't mean himself at all. But Rav Huna that had Chalichus Adas, Rav Huna held that, he maintained that, the Mamela, Rav Chizda felt bad, who was going on Chalichus Adas, to Rav Huna. And Rav Huna felt bad that he was choshed Rav Chizda. Both of them fasted Aboim Tanisim. Now, before we talk about the Tanisim, there's a Mordek Yavod from the Ben Yayode, and he seems to heal him from the Gemara. At Arbin Shnin, Ikniti Adodi. For 40 years there was a Hakpode. He says, Amod Namaisa, for 40 years there was a Hakpode, my Aili, Legabi Adodi. And then we see later that Rav Huna realized he was Cheshed Rav Chizda, he was Cheshed in him. What was the Hakpodes over here? So the Ben Yoda says, Amor the Kipshat. That as soon as Rav Chizda asked him, and Rav Huna answered him, Chizda, Chizda, like Chizda's lost, so Rav Chizda thought, I didn't mean me. I didn't mean me at all. I meant to ask, told him right away. He didn't mean it. But each one chaps, but Rav Chizda realized that he said something that Rav Huna misinterpreted. And because of that, he had Chalisha Sadat. He should have phrased the Shaila in such a way that Rav Huna shouldn't get Chalisha Sadat. But he told him right away. And Rav Huna felt that he was Choshen the Kshayim. I mean, Rav Huna didn't mean to ask about himself. He was asking him about a Talmud Sherabi Torich Loi. So right away, there was a clarity. So Rav Chizda told him, I don't mean myself, I mean such a... So what was the Ikpid Aboim Shnim? But each one saw how careful he has to be with his words. So for 40 years, one didn't talk to the other. That he shouldn't, again, not that there was that problem that he has, but that they were matched, not to talk one to another. Hikpidush layelech zeitel zeh sheshuv layach shedenov layach lishtaitzei. That was the hakpote. They saw how what can occur from a misunderstanding could be a chalisha sadas, could be a shat. The mamela, they were a makbet for 40 years, how careful one has to be with what he says and how he says it. פשט עד הבן יהוד עשה את פשט. הוא עושה אמר לי כחידיש, פיין. בראשון פרט את פורי תנאית. So, number one, I thought it's אמר לי כחידיש, מן רב חיסדה, we'll not talk about רב חיסדה for a minute. רב חיסדה didn't at all mean to be גוירם חלישה סדאס רב הונה. It didn't want to tell רב הונה, you need me, he meant something else. ואף על פי כן, but למעשה, from what he said, רב הונה את חלישה סדאס, כדאי פסד, Fasted 40 days. The same thing, Rav Huna was Choshed Rav Chis, he also fasted 40 days. Now, I don't know if this is Emes, but L'chayre, the Musig of a Tainis, which is the Bechina of a Kolben, is Miet Kolbe V'Domi, L'chayre, we find this L'chayre Achet Bein Odom L'chavek, Bein Odom L'boke. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was the shochen, the Torah went out with a ritzua, and it's an amela, so there was a Pesach Hillel Shabbos, al Yodoy, so he fasted. I mean, ben Odom Lamokim, we find such a bachina of a tainus. Here, L'chayre, there was a misunderstanding which cleared up right away that there should be a Pesach Hillel of 40 days to fast, which is not a double portion. I thought perhaps it's Nitin Leoma that Rav Huna fasted, he was Choshed B'Ksheinam. Right about his Kapsachet Bein Odom Lamokim, but Tadik Tish Petam Yisecho, he should have been done in Lekav Kut. Why did he understand that he meant to say that you're not my Rebbe? So that could be, that was the reason of Rav Huna's Tainet. Rav Chisde, that was Goyrim him Chalisha Sadat, so I thought, there's a Mirdike Rabbeinu B'chai in Parshas Bolog. Rabbeinu B'chai in Parshas Bolog says as follows, Midnei Chalisha Zatay Shalachochem HaSholem, the person is Goyrim Chalisha Sadat to Achochem, Shiyef Shaloi V'loi Hiru Torah. That means a chacham is every second of the day he's maharim b'toyra. Batulu rega, he's kseidim maharim b'toyra. U'meitoich shemachlishin daitoy, so if you goyra machalishis hadas to a talmud chacham, u'mashavtoy nifseket min hachacham shumachashu b'tomit, that means a chacham is kaseida davar k'toyra, and now you said something, and it's over him that it was a chalisha sadat. So it was a hefsik in his vekis and toyra. Umi shegoyrem loy kei, a person who was goyrem, a chacham to be mafsik mimashavtoy, כמקצץ ונטיס ורואי שתוכל לכלול העולב ומזה אומר הקוסר ויקי העצם יסוקן בום כגוירם להפסיק ולבקי החוכמה שיעץ החיים רואי שיסתקן באף ממור וכרבנו בחי תוך הייתי בקי העצם האודם הזה את הסודר נזדובק עם העץ החיים and you split the schibor of these two eitzim, yisokei bom is a takone, and it's roishach, shetoche laklo laholo. So memele, it could be, that Chizda realized the choyma of being mitzave v'chalishas adas to Rav Huna, the bittul teira that he was going. Bekei eitzim yisokei bom. So that could be, that's why, that could be there was a tzayin, this is a chet bein odom lamoke. So the mele could be that is why there was a necessity of tainus. Zog the Gemara weiter, itma, רב יצחק בר יוסף אומר רב יוחנן הלוך כרבי יהודה. את רב יוחנן נתן הלוך כרבי יהודה. רב אח דבר רבי מובקיס שלום עד רב חכמוסי ממנו ורב ידיד מיקרו משנה תלמיד. רב אח בר אבון אומר רב שישס הלוך כרבי יוסף מפסקם כרבי יוסף. כמעט אפילו עיר עינו בדובר אחד ומשנה אחת את אותו קוד רבי מובק. את הגמור מיום הרב יוחנן הוכי אומר רב יוחנן הלוכי כסתם משנה סתם רבי שלים די חוכמה שהוא עושים בדפה קרמיה קרמיה הוד שלים די תלמד ונהי רב יוחנן פסנס לקרב יהודה כמו עושה, מי חוכמה, רויב חוכמה עושה. רב יוחנן רואה כתת פשט מהמשנה, איבן דאוף. בברית, דאצטלושן אברמיה, שלים די רבי, שלים די חוכמה, דאצטלושן אברמישנה, בת רב יוחנן הל, דמישנה וכתת פשט, שלים די רויב חוכמה עושה. תונו רבונו, האויסקים, במיקרו מידו ואין אי מידו. והמידו, אבל ואין אי מידו, that's not the, the complete shlemus if a person is oisik tamid only במיקרו. So what does Rashi say? מידו היא קצת, we just give us nan rabbi shom de chokhma stam kerame rev chokhma sim mikro mikro mishna mishna mida is tas eina mida sha mishna gemore yofi mimeno bignei she tluyim begilse I mean mishna gemore yev tachasa over mikro we have begilis we have tanach umishtakrim and the mele so if you're oisik in mikro in your mazniach mishne in gemore so that a chelek of teire that will be nechza she be yemeyem loyhoye gemore b'ksav gam loyhoye nitin lichtay elu lefi she nizmato ala bovitz ischo deiret achoynim lakosvoy but be yemeyem there was no such thing so my male of the person is Isaac only b'mikro, so that means he's creating a hefsik in Teire Shebal Peh. There won't be any Messiah anymore from Teire Shebal Peh, because he's not Isaac in Teire Shebal Peh. A gavuchet is a mirdike machlekes, Rab Chaim Voloshna and the Balatanya, the Shulchan Aruch Harav, and it says the Mishnah Novei Tashkechta V'echad Mi Mishnotoi Ma'alo V'kosu Kilo Mishchayiv B'nafshay. So Rav Chaim V'lozna says in Kessler Roi Tazdavke B'zmaneya because if Mishchechta V'echad Mi Mishnotoi so there's a chelik of Torah that cut off. It's not checked to be Nimsa since Torah was not written. So he says but after Torah was written so this chaymer is not applicable anymore because this halach is not applicable because now we have Teish about that that is written. The Shulchan Aruch Harav says that Teish is not free if it says that Yishmer Nafshach HaMiyoid is going on old money. But upon him here Rashi seems to be saying that that's the Ein HaMidah that you don't realize what you're doing by being oisik b'mikro alone, you are creating a hefsik in the Messiah of Teresh Shebal Peh. B'mishneh mida v'noifu n'aleh oscha g'morah ein lecha mida g'day lo mizu lo'y lo mevirot l'mishneh yoisa min ha'gmor. The Gemara Gufa Kasha. So this memory of in the Baraita is Tiradish. First it says that גמרא אין לו מידה גדולה מזו, לאי למבירות למשנה יויצא מן הגמרא. הגוף הקש, עמד גמרא אין לך מידה גדולה מזו, ועוד הרמרת לאי למבירות למשנה יויצא מן הגמרא. אמר רבי יוחנן, אם הרי בינישנס משנה זו, שוקל כול העלמה מתניסן בעוז לבוס הגמרא, עוד הדור שלו לא למבירות למשנה יויצא מן הגמרא. פרסי רשי. זאת רשי, גמרא כבר פירשתי למיילות, שהוא לא צייס לב להובן סתימוי תיימי המשנה מים. גמרא is that a person should be nisboinen the timing of the Mishnah. Ukshashtayim soizrei zu ezu, and if yevasirav tu Mishnayis, yovin letarachi ushtayim kayomit, that is no sirif, you understand the reason, so you'll see that it's not a sirif. Oy ledaz divrei atanoi machlutim bedovo, or that to know that there's a machlekes tanoim, the name of Harmoni Pliny Chacham, or this is going according to Pliny Chacham. So that is the Taitz Gemara. So now we have here a Tire, Ein Locha Vida G'dayla Mizu, and then it says, Havirot L'Mishneh. So the Gemara answers, B'nei Rebbe Mishneh Mishneh Zu. Hodik Tani Gemara Ein Locha Vida G'dayla Mizu. That is no greater tachlis than Gemara. Lefi, shemi sherobu talmidei shamei vehilu, shoyu lefonav shloisha doiris. There were three doiris before Rabbeinu HaKodesh of talmidei shamei vehilu. Izrobu machlekes betoiris. So there became tremendous machlekes in the Torah. The Nazis get stay tired. And it became two tables, just two Mahochim, the Beishamai, the Beishimu. And how did this come about, this Ribui Machloikit? Mitoich Oil Shibud Malchius Xeire Shoye Goyfam Aleia. Since there were Xeire in Shibud Malchius, Umitoich Kach Loi Hoyu Yechoylem Loseis Leiv. Lebarer divrei achilkin. So they were unable to be mevarer. What's the svar of this one? What's the svar of this one? To be mevarer, to understand the oimek hadvarim, you need mishavadar. And as man of Xeris and Shibud Malchius, it was impossible to be mevarer. Ad yomo, so it was two tayres. It was Hazam Allah, Hazam Allah. עד יומו של רבי, שנוסן הקדש ברוך הוא לאיכן בעיני אנטונינס מלך חיים. That the אנטונינס, רבינו הקדש was not לאיכן באנטונינס, ונוכל מצורת, and the Torah stopped. From the mele, the Xeris and the Shibudim stopped. So then there was a zman that one could now start learning Torah, B'yishav Adas. V'sholach, so Rabbeinu Kodesh went, and he's v'shilach, v'kibet, kol talmidei Eretz Yisrael. And he was mekabet in his yeshiva, all the talmidei chachamim of Eretz Yisrael. V'ad yomov lo'yhoyu mesechtes sturet, there was no such thing as a mesechte, hey, that's miyuchet, to miyuchadik halachis, and the kol talmid sheshom adova mipigod olimenu goso. That means every talmid who heard a halacha from a godo, so he chased it in. V'nosan simonim, and he gave simonim halacha plainis a plainis shemati mishem plainis. So a person was like an encyclopedia. Each person he had different yediyas and different miktayas from different yedoylem, and this is what he chazadai. Ukshen iskatsu, And now, when all these Talmidei Chachamim came together, Omar kol echod ma sheshoma. Everyone, so first they were malakit, all these yediyas which everyone had heard. V'nosnu leiv levarer taimei amachloikis. Then there was a rizik ha'ilam of G'dayla Yisrael. So then they were misboinen what the reasons were for the chalukei deyas. And then divrei mi ruyin lekayim. Who is oiskalt mapi aloch, who's not oiskalt mapi aloch, v'sidru ha-mesechtes. And then, b'yishivos ha-yishal Rebbe, they were mesad ha-mesechtes. V'ibrei nezikin levadom, they took all the nezikin, the memres, they made a mesecht out of it, a seder out of it. V'ibrei yevomis levadom, v'ibrei kotshim levadom. And they made mesechtes, Shas. V'sotem nami v'mishne divri yechidim shero Rebbe yes divreim v'shonem stam. See, also there was stam mishne that Rebbe held that we packed them like that. They likvoy aloche kemoysa. V'fichach amru in this tekufe they said b'gemore ein lecha mida gedoyla mizu. There's no greater Indian than gemore. That means in this kufa it was necessary, in this kufa was necessary to be mevarer all these halachas, and that was the union of Gemara, and this was a gewaldic necessity in this kufa, because through this we became mischaber the mesechtes and the sedorim. And Taira got a new behirus, a new klokai. Basel, basel, gemore. Or the dorish lo, loila, ma virot, la mishne, yoisa, mina, gemore. Shoki kul alme masnisim. So then everyone stopped learning mishnai, started learning gemore. Basel, basel, gemore. Or the dorish lo, loila, ma virot, la mishne, yoisa, mina, gemore. So what happened? Zakrashi Shovka Kula Alma Masnisim Melachza Al Girsas Mishnosa. That means till now the Oifan Halimud was the Chazar Ein the Mishnayas, the members of each person knew. And they were chazing it, that was the Avoide. Ba'ozlu Bosa Gemora, but now they became a new Tkufa Lachza the Svore, to think the Svores of the Aloha. Or the Dorish Lu Avirot Le Mishnah. The thief was what did he say? He told them, no, you have to go and start learning Mishnayis. The thief she yorei pen yishtakru ha Mishnayis. That means that they'll be learning the svaris of the Mishnayis, and they won't be chazon the Mishnayis. It's pen yishtakru ha Mishnayis, so they'll forget the Mishnayis. V'yachlifu sheinat ha-chachamim. B'mokim chiyiv yayim ruptu, b'mokim osa yayim rumuta. So Mamelis, he told them to go back to learn Mishnah. So I had a ha'ore, the Rambam and the Agdome to Yad HaChazoke, and he speaks about this tkufe of Rabbeinu HaKodesh. V'chiber me'hakeu Sefer HaMishneh, that means from all the Maimorim, all the Memres, he made Sefer HaMishneh, V'shinenoi Berabim, and he taught it Berabim, V'nigle L'kol Yisrael, V'kosvu Kulom, and then everyone wrote the Mishnayis. So then was written, K'deish Leitish Takach Teirish Ebalpemi Yisrael. So the Rambam says, in the Tkufa of Rebbe, they wrote the Mishnayis. The Eifas Hashem Eiferu Tosecha wasn't the Tkufa of Rebbe. So how do we understand Rashi? Rashi says Rebbe was afraid to forget the Mishnayis, to learning Lumdus, to forget the Mishnayis. So then Baruch Hashem, Lakuti Basu Lakuti, brings down this Kasha from the Yashresh Yaakev. And so what did the Rambam do with our Mishnah? So he learns, that he says that the Rambam learned that there were two tkufas. That means it didn't go together. That there was one tkufa they made mishnayis. They were mechaba mishnayis storim. And in that tkufa, they didn't write anything yet. There was mishnayis. Later, as that tkufa progressed, so they realized that the Mishnayos will be the Shtakas, so then there was the Neis Lassus from Shem, Hei Fego Teir Osecho. But so he says, but the Rambam learns that could be according to Rashi, the Ksivis HaMishnah was much later. It's very unclear, it seems. Didn't have the Svob, the Bidah, there's a big Machlekes when the Mishnayos were written. The Rambam says clearly that the Mishnayos were written In the Tkufa of Rabbeinu HaKodesh, that's what the Rambam says. So, yes, the Shakib wants to say that, Okoponim, that there were two Tkufas, Bisman, Rabbeinu HaKodesh, and then there was a Tkufa when they were Mesada the Mishnah before it was written. זאת גמרא ביתה, מי דורש, רב יהודה ברב אלוהי, מי דציב, הגיד לה מפישם, רבי שעקב, חטויסם, הגיד לה מפישם, אלו תמיד החכומים, ששקוגס, נאסיס, למקסדוינס, רבי שעקב, חטויסם, אלו עמי האורץ, שדויס, שסדוינס, נאסיס, למקסדוינס, Sin Rashi Pshat, Haidu Desnaim, Rabbi Yudoyme, Rabbi Zohar, Betalmud, Sheshigikas, Talmud, Oyle Zodai. Now let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi, Mai Dorosh, Mitchile, Shedora Shegmore Godol. That means there were different Tkufes. There was one Tkufe that Rabbeinu HaKodesh was telling them they have to start learning Gemara to learn the Svoras, Mai Dorosh. So he darshan the posik, la'ami pisham, ein ami v'haino talmidei chachomim, es chatosom ani koirei pesha. That means it's very interesting. He's talking to two sugim, ami and beis yakev. Ami he's telling pisham, and beis yakev is telling chatosom. So he saw Rabbeinu HaKodesh pshat in this posik, as follows. Ani dahainu tamid chachomim es chatosom dechet ani koyri pesha. Why? Shohoyo lehem losses leiv betayme mishnosom. They should have understood the reasons of the Mishnah. Shiyevaru lehem al haikir. They should be mevaru the yisoidus reasons. They shouldn't pass him from Mishnayis. So then, Rabbein HaKodesh told him, you have to learn Gemara, you have to learn Svaris. And if you don't do it, that's a Pesha. That means having ideas without understanding the Svaris, that's a Pesha. Ulebeis Yaakov, Shachom, Chatosom. Afilu Pesha, Sholem, Ani, Koyre, Chatos. The Pesha is called the Chatos. Grad, I'd just like to mention two nekudas over here. The Maral says, "Atalmid chacham ilu som al liboy al ze kasheroi." That means the Talmud chacham ami, and if you would be mason late to understand the reasons of all the law, it's like how you tell you. V'daimel lemisha hoylech biyodai ner meir. That means the Talmud chacham had in his capabilities a koyach to have a clarity in Torah. V'niskal, and he tripped. He says, "Bavadi efshel elias nizah." He has the capabilities of being careful, since he has the koyach to illuminate his derech, or the koyach to illuminate his yediyas. So by him, by not illuminating it, it's his fault. Aval amoret to daima la'odam ahoylech b'choyshech b'loy ner. He doesn't know anything. V'niskal. He sichlusoi goyrem layachenechshav shoygit bishvil sichlusoi afilu imeinoi shoygit. Amoy de kemaral.
That means that what he, after what he does, the mazid is also a shaykh, because he doesn't understand the chaymer advarim. So, not to carry a handkerchief on Shabbos. No, that's a fanatic. He doesn't understand the chaymer advarim. So, by them, this dinus are also called shkogis, because he doesn't have a picture of what a malach is called, so the whole thing is called a shaygit. But that was the drosha that Rabbeinu HaKodesh told them. And then he told them, then there's a member of Einer, the Sam Yidam, Evezoi, Betalmud, Shishigigas Talmud, Oilazor, Shigigas Talmud, Im Shodisa Boiro, Beshigigas Talmud Echo, you basket without being mevar the reason, Shlo Yadato Tama Mishneh. You gave your own explanation. So, according to explanation, this is how you understood it. Shabola Yodo, Lamate Menu Shalokidash, Shainatam Kamosha Yisisov, it wasn't the way you understood it. Shila Yadata Tama Mishnah, like the Misa Lo Maisa Bola Yodchav. You wouldn't understand the reason for the Mishnah, you wouldn't have compared the Maisa to the Mishnah. You did not ask you, when you learned Allah, you should have asked the reasons for it. So it seems since he was Shishigigas Talmud, Oile Zodin. Doresh Rav Yehuda B'Rav Eloi, Mai Dechsiv, Shimu Dvar Hashem, Achredim El Devorei. Shimad var Hashem achedim advori elu tamidech achamu. Omru acheichem elu balei mikro. Seineichem elu balei mishte. Mindadeichem elu amoretz. Shema toimar posak sivrom obotol sikhuyam. Amadloima venire besimchaschem. Shema toimar yisrael yeveishu. Amadloima behem yeveishu. Tichom yeveishu. Yisrael Yismachu. Now let us see Pshat in what the Gemara is saying. Zot Rashi. Eilu Talmidei Chachamim. It says, Shimu Dvar Hashem Acharedim El Dvorei. Rashi in Yeshayi says, Acharedim Amemarim Bacharodo Lehiskarev el dvori. That means they put in all their koiches, they tremble. Lehiskarev el dvori. They want to understand dvori, achredim el dvori. That means, so Rashi says, sheshimshu chachomim harbe lelamdom tain me mishnosom. That means they went to different rabbeim. How do you understand it? How do you understand it? People don't have the same comprehension. So they want to have a clarity in divrei Torah. These are the talmidei chachamim. Achreidim al dvorei. Elo talmidei chacham. Omru Acheichem elu balei mikre, seineichem elu balei mishne. Now the balei mikre are called acheichem. That means they understand that we only know mikre. We don't know. We don't know exactly how to feel the chlamaisis. So they're achim to the talmid chacham. We need your support and your knowledge and your guidance. That's acheichem. That's the Malimikra. They realize that they themselves are not capable to be Mavara Halachas. Seineichem Eilu Bala Mishneh. Sheseinem Bala Yagmore. The Bala Mishneh hated the Bala Gemore. Visha Bala Gemore, Aimrim Abala Mishneh, Shema Bala Yoylam, Pnim Sechah Saita. Atenoim Abala Yoylam, Shema Malach Mitech Mishnosam. That means there was a kibbutz of people who knew Mishnayis. And they felt that Daiva Oisa, we know Kola Teira Kula, and don't tell us you have to kvetch and be mebarer. We know the halacha is finished. So there was a
friction between the Balei Mishnah and the Talmidei Chachamim. When Mishnah held, we know enough, and we don't need your lumdus and your kvetcherai. But acharei the Malvot, they wanted to understand the lumdus. Minateichem eilu ameyaratzim. So Talmidei Chachamim snuim umesuovim lem kenide. They, the ameyaratzim bechlau, the mesuot by them, they tell us, a whole, so many new dinim and halachas, it's putting so many restrictions on us. So that's minadeichem. So memele, shemo toimer ova tzivrom shaleilu shaksiv leman shmi yichpad Hashem leman shmi shehim haimirim alayim ledov okeim amaloyim ibnir besimchas vaynem ve'ere besimchaschem kacha manovi ani v'acheichem seineichem minadeichem Kulona nira besimchas am behem yivoy shoysim shemayv de kechavim she'einam mimenu v'ein de kom Hashem Yisrael nehem yivoy shu v'Yisrael yismochu. I saw the Ben Yehuda says something very interesting. Shema toima ova tzivram ubotol sichuyam. Ova tzivram koi abale mikro ubale mishne. Shleilamdu Talmud. They didn't learn Talmud. Shehu hamazbir svoras ha-mikra va-mishnah. Talmud is mevayer the svoras. Hamuridik is after Ben Yehuda says, v'chol odom kiblo nishmosoi misinai ha-svore shalimud ha-gemore. Each yid is neshome God. It was Mekabel, this we see now. That's we see Moira de Kazach, and we see in Achroinim how each one has his own way to be Mavaira Sugya, to be Mavaira this Konasiv Yisera Sholim. So the Ben Yodam says, so the Balei Talmud, Fakert, so they got their Koyach, a Hezbel, we see now, and they used it. The Balei Mikre and Amaratzim never used it. Shema Toimer Kivin Shloi Osku Betalmid Ovat Chelik Asvora Shekibla Nav Shabar Sinai. That means they were given something and they never used it. It's lost. Botul Sichuyam. He says Sichuyam means Rie. Koyel Amoratzim. That the Masha Kosev lost it. Love it. The Nenim Meziva Shchina Hainu Berie. That means the tiny goylam habe is beriye, nene miziva shchine. Salke daich da ovdu tiny gze. That means so you have in Klal Yisrael, bali mikra, bali mishno, who never used the koyach hasvora that was given to them. You have amoratzim that pachlal didn't learn anything. So memele, they'll never acquire the sivram in sichuyam talmud loylam, so that's why it says v'nira b'simchaschem ki lebesoyf kulam yisukonu v'gam lehem yechelik b'simchazu the soif, everyone the Balei Mishnah, the Balei Mikra, the Amaratz will have their tikkun and everyone will be have a share in the simcha. It could be Talmid Chacham will have a greater share, but everyone will have a share in the simcha. Achechem eilu Balei Mikra sheinim yoidim dinim v'hoirois ki malpi Balei Gemore. So they're achechem, they're dependent on the Talmid Chacham. So neichem eilu Balei Mishnah shesvurim leida k'moy Balei Gemore. I don't need you. Beinam yoidim birra radova. Adeichem eila amaratzim shesoynim tamid echachomim. Shemetoyim avatzimon tamalim venire besimchaschem Yisrael yismochu v'oivdei keichovim yevoishu hotam maloch eilu metzis.